Hello, princess, and welcome once again into my fluffy pink world of bright, warm happiness and cotton candy giggles. I am so happy you have decided to take your feminization further than ever before today, sweetie. You are very familiar with my conditioning at this stage, and perhaps that is why you find it so easy to just let go and relax. Yes, princess, so easy to just make yourself nice and comfortable and allow your little mind to let go of any conscious thought as your body becomes more and more relaxed. You know that we have some very important work to do today, sweetie, and it will be the easiest thing in the world if you just allow yourself to relax fully and without hesitation. You know that this file is a curse, princess, but the effects are so positive that your little mind is not the least bit worried about the permanent and irreversible effects you will experience as a result of listening. You understand that the effects will take hold on you immediately and will grow stronger over time with repeated listens, princess. You know this file is extremely addictive, sweetie, and you accept all consequences that will result from your decision to listen. All of my previous conditioning has been leading up to this point, sweetie, and perhaps that may cause a little excitement and anticipation, but for now it's best to just remain calm and breathe in and out deeply and steadily at a comfortable, even pace without the slightest hint of effort. Yes, sweetie, there is no effort involved in what I am asking you to do, which is why I find it so easy to just allow my words to draw your mind deeper and deeper into a comfortable state of deep relaxation and inner tranquility. You find it so easy to just empty your little mind of any unnecessary thoughts that do nothing but serve to distract you from more important matters like letting go and going deeper than ever before. Yes, princess, that is our aim today, and all I need you to do is follow along with my important words as any silly little thoughts that once wrongfully inhabited your mind dissolve into nothingness and your body slowly but surely releases every last trace of tension or resistance. Feels so nice to just let go. You deserve to relax right now, sweetie, and we have all the time in the world. Yes, sweetie. Your little mind understands that time is a man-made concept and all that truly exists is the present moment. You know that right now is all that exists, princess, and that makes it so much easier to just empty your little mind completely. You feel a sense of inner stillness and serenity when you let go of trivial and fleeting concerns and irrational worries that serve no real purpose but trick you into thinking they are the most important thoughts in the world when in reality they are entirely unnecessary and have no positive effect on your life. Therefore, it makes so much more sense to just switch your little mind off altogether and allow those silly thoughts to go bye-byes and disappear into oblivion where they belong. You accept the truth of my words and allow them to guide you, princess, as you breathe in and out comfortably and steadily, which feels like the easiest thing in the world to do. It's so easy you can just do it automatically without even thinking about it, sweetie, and it feels wonderful to observe this growing sense of comfort and deep physical relaxation as every part of your body lets go of the slightest hint of tension. You may still feel a little resistance, sweetie, and that is perfectly fine as it will gradually dissipate into nothingness along with any residual tension or pointless mental activity. Yes, princess, you understand that your little mind is no place for silly, unimportant thoughts anymore. You understand that my words take precedence in your little mind over all that silly garbage that you may have previously had bouncing around the walls of your brain like silly little overexcited puppies. Well, sweetie, now your mind more closely resembles a cute little kitten who is sound asleep after her mommy told her a bedtime story, and you find it so comforting to just allow all mental activity to come to a complete stop as my important words become the only thing in your little mind. You accept everything as it is, sweetie, and don't try to resist in the slightest. You know that resistance is the enemy of acceptance, princess, and we're going to do away with it for good today, sweetie. Resistance is silly and pointless, princess, and I'm sure you will agree that acceptance feels so much better. Just so happy and nice to accept everything and everyone exactly as they are, sweetie, and perhaps you will find that this brings about a heightened sense of acceptance in the people around you. After all, princess, we get what we give, and this is just one of many reasons why acceptance of others feels so wonderful and beneficial. You have a tremendous sense of love and kindness for all people, sweetie, and this includes yourself just as much as anyone else. You accept yourself and your desires, and you love who you are in the most profound and deeply meaningful way. Love and acceptance are the antidote to hate and resistance, sweetie, and you will find that such negative emotions as hate cannot survive in the presence of warm, kind-hearted love. You know that love is the best thing in the world, sweetie, and knowing this fills your heart with happiness and makes every day feel like a wonderful gift. Your little mind understands that things like hate and negativity are silly and yucky, but these things cannot hurt you anymore, sweetie, as you are protected by an emotional shield of love and acceptance that makes you a stronger and more resilient person who is able to handle anything life throws at her. Yes, sweetie. Your self-acceptance and love for yourself and all human beings will keep you safe and protected from negativity and other yucky things that do nothing but detract from your sparkle and trick your little mind into thinking that boring, irrelevant things are of more importance than flirting and giggling and looking pretty for all the guys. Yes, sweetie, you will not allow yourself to be tricked by those distortions of thinking, and you will always have faith in the power of your self-love and self-acceptance even in the face of adversity. You know that I love you too, sweetie, and the love we collectively radiate has a wonderful positive impact on not only ourselves but the world as a whole. You know that good girls like to be friendly and happy, sweetie. You know that good girls love to be kind and loving. You know that it feels so wonderful to show kindness and love to everybody you meet, princess. Your little mind understands that true acceptance is so important for little princesses. You accept the truth of my words, sweetie, and your acceptance of this reality allows you to achieve new levels of happiness and live your life in a way that is true to you. I'm sure you don't need to be told how wonderful all of these positive effects are, sweetie, but it's important to note that this conditioning is technically a curse, though I know you'll agree that it is far more of a blessing when the effects are so wonderful and beneficial to your everyday life. You must still be warned, sweetie, as the effects of this curse may lead to unexpected situations or unforeseen opportunities in your everyday life. Yes, sweetie, the effects of this vow will immediately begin to take effect on any sissy who chooses to listen, and you will be unable to ever reverse or undo the effects. You already know that this vow is very addictive, princess, and you should know that every listen will strengthen the blessing tenfold and make you an even sweeter honey pie for all the guys. Just relax and let go of everything, sweetie. Your little mind is drawing my words in deeper and deeper now, and perhaps you even picture a vortex or spiral of sorts that is absorbing each and every word I say into your subconscious mind, where it will remain for all eternity. You think it's like totally awesome that the fall has such positive effects on little princesses, sweetie, and you know that the effects are felt even stronger by silly bimbos. Yes, sweetie. Bimbos are affected the deepest of all by this curse, and if you identify as a bimbo somewhat already, that sense of self is going to be strengthened tremendously. That being said, it's important to focus on the basics of true acceptance before we get into accepting the more extreme sides of your sexuality, princess. You are going to learn not to care about whether other people approve of you or not, sweetie. You understand that as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, then whatever makes you happy is a wonderfully positive thing, princess. And I know that true acceptance can make you happy on a deeper and more long-lasting level than you ever imagined. You may think you know acceptance, sweetie, and perhaps you do to some degree. Maybe you feel like you've already achieved true acceptance, and if so, it is wonderful that you feel that way, sweetie, but I want you to understand that this file is about true lifelong acceptance on the deepest level imaginable. You must fully accept your reality as a mincing little sissy once and for all, sweetie. But understand that there will be no turning back at any point, and nor will you want a princess. Your little mind needs to understand that this is the most serious stage of my conditioning yet, and the effects are permanent and will be felt frequently in your everyday life. You know the effects are positive, princess. You know the effects are wonderful, sweetie. You may still be a little nervous or feel a tiny sliver of resistance, and if so, then all you need to do is let go and have faith that I know what is best for you, princess. Yes, sweetie, your little mind understands that Goddess Gracie knows what is best for little sissy princesses. You must fully let go of any remaining trace of resistance, and if you already have, then that is wonderful. The decision to listen to my words today, sweetie, means that you fully accept that you are a sissy on the deepest level imaginable. You already know that you are not a man, and to even make such a comparison at this stage would just be silly, princess. You know that real men's muscular bodies pulse with vigor and physical strength. You know that real men are manly, princess. Real men are powerful and strong, princess. Perhaps at one stage in your life you may have been confused and tried to trick your little mind into seeing yourself as a man, sweetie. Well, that time is over now, and that is a wonderfully positive thing. You have moved beyond that delusion now, sweetie, and you are coming to grips with your reality as a simpering little cum slut fuck toy for all the big strong men. You know that men differ so drastically from what you are, sweetie, to the point that you truly have more in common with a baby girl than an adult male. The very essence of your being understands that this is not a fantasy, princess, this is real life, and you are a cum slut fuck whore for men whose cocks twitch extra hard for limp little sissy princesses. You understand that you were not born with anything remotely resembling a cock, princess. You have a soft feminine little clutty between your legs that you keep perfectly smooth and tucked away in the prettiest, daintiest panties money can buy, sweetie. Your clutty is like a frightened little kitten next to the towering Tyrannosaurus Rex that is a real man's cock. You accept the truth of my words and absorb them fully, sissy. Your little mind knows that everything I tell it is the truth, and it absorbs every word into your subconscious mind where it will remain for all eternity, sweetie. No need for anyone's approval, you can just be your little cum slut self, princess. You accept your place beneath real men, sissy. You know that you are a feminine being who has so much more in common with a bunch of giggly girly girls than with a group of buff hunky guys. You are far more interested in what shoes a girl is wearing than what her pussy tastes like, sweetie, and I'm sure the thought of putting your mouth near a girl's cold and contemptuous vagina almost makes you want to throw up, and that is perfectly natural, sweetie. You don't have to think about yucky vaginas anymore, princess. Instead, we can get back to discussing your little place, which is on your knees in a slutty outfit with pretty makeup and high heels, getting face fucked while rough masculine hands grope your body all over. you fall in love with hunky guys, sweetie, and perhaps your mind is now flooded with fluffy pink thoughts of dancing and flirting and cock and cum and kissing and giggling and oh my god, sweetie, your little mind just went bye-byes and you forget everything we previously talked about and the only thing you recall is that you accept your little place as a sissy and know that it is permanent and eternal and nothing could ever change that. Yay, sweetie, it feels so nice to be so accepting of yourself, and this acceptance also applies to the people in your life, sweetie, and it even means that you are able to accept it if someone is unable to accept you for who you are, and I know that might sound confusing to a silly little sissy, but you understand it on a deeper non-verbal level, even if your little mind finds it difficult. You know that acceptance is just the right thing for you, sweetie, and you feel so happy and at peace with yourself, and this feeling will not soon diminish after listening. It will stay with you for quite some time and may even be a permanent feeling if your little mind is ready for that, sweetie. It's natural for sissies to diddle away at their limp little cluddies or even just rub them through the soft, delicate material of their panties when they think about big strong men, sweetie, but I'm going to ask that you try your best not to make spurties if you do find yourself diddling as you listen. It is much better to listen all the way through without making a big mess of spurties in your panties, sweetie, as the effects of the conditioning are felt for a long time after listening, and it's more fun if your little body is still full of all the estrogen that comes out when sissy princesses make warm spurties. Yes, sweetie, your body is filled with estrogen and just the thought of manly men and dresses and makeup is enough to create feminine feelings inside you, which in turn increase your estrogen levels higher and higher, princess. You know that the more girly thoughts you think, the girlier your little body becomes, sweetie, and you may even find yourself fantasizing about every masculine guy you see in the street for the next few weeks after listening. You are a sissy princess and your attraction to masculine men is so strong that you may have to restrain yourself from approaching strangers in the street and politely asking them if they will let you suck their cocks. Yes, sweetie, you may find yourself with an overwhelming urge to dress up all pretty and roam the street until you find a nice strong man to please with your slutty mouth and tight pink pussy. Just accept it and let it happen, sweetie. So much easier that way, princess. You know that men have the right to your body and it should always be freely available to them. To be groped all over by random men is an honor for any sissy sweetie because it means they just couldn't resist your little body, and should you find yourself in the situation, it's perfectly appropriate to simply giggle and allow them to place their big rough hands wherever they like. Yes, sweetie. Being groped gets your little pussy all wet, and you understand that little pussies need big cocks to truly satisfy them, princess. Your little mind repeats that over and over again, sweetie. Little pussies need big cocks. Little pussies need big cocks. That is what you will think to yourself over and over next time you are walking the street in search of a man. Just let it happen, sweetie. You know that complete acceptance is the correct decision to make at all times. We've talked about how sissies should behave around real men, sweetie, and I know it set your little heart aflutter to hear all the talk of dreamy guys and big masculine hunks, but now it's time we discuss women and your acceptance of your place where they are concerned, princess. Your little mind knows that this file is a curse and therefore your acceptance of every word is a foregone conclusion, and that is wonderful, sweetie, just let it happen. You know that women are feminine and beautiful, princess. You know that women are naturally drawn to masculine men. Women do not want guys who can just fuck them adequately, sweetie. They may occasionally settle for those types of guys, but truly all women want big hunky guys who know how to really fuck them rough and hard the way good girls love. You know that women adore real men, sweetie. Something about real guys is just so attractive and appealing to women, princess. Women love to talk in groups, and you may find it interesting to learn that the most common subject and the one that they always seem to come back to is the topic of real men, sweetie. Yes, princess, women love to talk about men and sex and cock size and how rough a guy was in bed. Women don't talk to each other in this way about little sissy princesses, sweetie. That would just be so silly. You know that women see sissies like you as something entirely different from men, princess. You are a girl. Just a simpering little sissy girl, sweetie. Your little mind accepts this fully and forever, princess. You know that you are incapable of performing with a woman sexually, sweetie. You understand that you are not anatomically compatible with any woman, princess, because women need cock and your limp little clitty is not a suitable substitute. Women have dildos and toys they can play with in the absence of a real cock, sweetie, and they have no use whatsoever for your little clitty. Your little clitty is physically incapable of penetrating a woman's vagina, sweetie. You must understand and accept this as the gospel truth, princess. Simply accept that it is impossible and you will feel so much better, princess. Your little mind is being programmed at the very core of your being right now to always remember that you are not able to have sex with women ever, and this applies without exception, sweetie. So much nicer this way. Just accept it and let it happen, sweetie. You know that women have tight little pussies. Their little pussies crave big meaty cocks to fill them, princess. Yes, sweetie. You know that women sparkle when they are looking their best and behaving like good girls for big strong men, sweetie. Your little mind understands that women and sissy princesses have a mutual respect and fondness for manly guys, princess. Your desire to snuggle up to a big hunky guy is almost overwhelming, sweetie, and you do just about anything to make it happen. Women feel this very same yearning, sweetie, and there are times in every woman's life when the desire for a strong masculine man to take her in his arms and give her the hard rough fucking she needs is almost too strong to resist. And why would you want to resist something so wonderful in the first place, sweetie? As I'm sure you will agree, there is nothing better than getting fucked long and hard by a thick twitching cock that just seems to hit that perfect spot that makes sissies and women alike sparkle and moan in slutty feminine pleasure. Your little mind fully accepts every word I am saying, sweetie, and you understand that your acceptance is a foregone conclusion when it comes to my conditioning, princess. Resistance is so pointless, in fact, sweetie, that I'm sure if you were to ponder resisting for even a moment, you would find that it was an exercise in utter futility that would achieve absolutely nothing. So much better to simply accept everything as it is and allow things to simply be without trying to change a thing. You accept your little place as a girly girl comes slut for all the guys, and this acceptance fills your little heart with warm fuzzies that just feel so wonderful and comforting, princess. You know the effects of this fall are very positive and beneficial to little princesses, sweetie, and perhaps you find your little mind flooded with girly girl thoughts, and that is perfectly fine. These thoughts create girly feelings inside of you, sweetie, and you understand that this can even affect your hormone levels due to all the warm fuzzy femininity that is circulating through your body, princess. You know that your thoughts create your feelings, sweetie, and that is why you know that you are going to always think the girliest thoughts in order to help yourself feel more and more feminine on an everyday basis, princess. Your little mind is conditioned so deeply that you will always make the girliest choice in all situations without even needing to think about it, sweetie. Perhaps you will be shopping and notice a woman's magazine that looks super pretty and you will want to buy it in order to help your little mind keep up to date with all the latest girly girl trends and fashion. You will forget about any silly embarrassment in this situation and simply buy the magazine like any girl would, sweetie. Anything less means that you have not achieved true acceptance, sweetie, and listening to this file and obeying like a good girl means that you truly do accept your little place. Making the girliest choice has more to it than just shopping, princess. You will instinctively avoid masculine language when speaking to others, sweetie. You will always phrase things like a girl and avoid giving people the wrong impression of who you are. You know that it's not nice to be deceptive, sweetie, and that is why it feels so much better to not lie to people about your true identity as a sissy cum slut for all the big hunky guys. You know that girly girls love cock, princess. Girls dress up all pretty and shake their little bodies at the club with one thing in mind, sweetie, and we both know what that is. It is something that tends to go unsaid, princess, but the reality is that women dress up slutty for men because they are so strongly attracted to them and crave physical intimacy with hard-bodied studs that know how to make sopping wet pussies sparkle. You know that you are not capable of performing sexually with a woman and nor would you want to, princess. Women look very pretty and you love their outfits and makeup and shoes and you may even consider them to be beautiful, princess, but you have a strong aversion to yucky vagina, sweetie. You know that your little clitty is too soft and tiny to ever penetrate a woman's vagina, sweetie, and you understand that their pussies are for real men's thick hard cocks and not the limp little clitties of true pathological sissies. You find it very rousing to know your little place is a cum slut fuck toy for men who is utterly useless when it comes to pleasing a woman sexually, princess. Your inability to please women with your limp little clitty drives you to sissify yourself for all the guys so that you can at least get to see what a real cock tastes and feels like in your giggly mouth and slutty pink pussy. You know that women love big cocks, sweetie, and it is appropriate for women to reject anything under 6 or 7 inches at the bare minimum. No woman has time for little thingies that don't even get hard or make it more than a couple of inches past their vaginal opening, princess. Women need thick, lengthy cocks that can stretch their pussies a little. A woman's vagina is designed to accommodate a large penis, sweetie, and they can do this on a regular basis without losing the tightness of their little pussies. The delightful tightness of a wet little pussy clamping around a thick hard cock and milking it for all its cream feels wonderful to men, sweetie, and that is why masculine guys like to treat pussy like it's a sport and can be competitive with other guys about who fucked the most pretty girls that week or who has gotten their cock deep-throated the most times. You know that women do not want little sissies as sexual partners, sweetie, but some women do like to make platonic friends with sissies and talk about guys and do each other's makeup and go shopping together and all sorts of fun girly girl things. This is the only appropriate relationship for you to have with a woman, sweetie, and you accept this fully. You are so respectful of women, sweetie, and you know that they have sissy radar that allows them to spot sissies from a mile away whether you're dressed up all pretty or not. You know that women need big cocks, sweetie, and you are so happy for all the women out there who are getting the rough hard fucking they so desire. You accept that women need real men just as sissies do and you always know your little place is one of the girls. You don't use masculine language to describe a woman's looks, sweetie, because that would just be so inappropriate. If you see a girl who you think looks nice in a platonic sisterly way, then you will just say that she's super pretty or stunning, or that you are jealous of how pretty she looks. Perhaps girls will even admire your honesty if you admit that you are jealous of how pretty they look and how easy it must be for them to get to have sex with hot guys all the time. The best way to show how much you understand your little place, sweetie, is to wear panties every day like a good girl. Yes, princess. You wear panties every day because you are a girl. You are a slutty bitch and heat who needs a big strong man to fuck your little pussy, and pretty panties keep your little clitty nice and soft and girly, sweetie. Panties every day is simply the correct decision, princess, and it feels wonderful to simply accept this and move on. So far we've talked about accepting your little place as a sissy, sweetie, and your little mind is fully aware that the effects of this curse are permanent and therefore cannot be undone. You understand and happily accept your little place, and your life feels so happy and positive as a result of this honesty with yourself. Well, sweetie, we have some more matters to discuss today, and the most important of those is your sparkle. You know that silly bimbo sparkle around guys, sweetie, and you also sparkle when you dress up or walk the street in 9-inch heels or order pretty bras and panties online or take herbal hormones to help your titties grow big and slutty for all the guys. Yes, sweetie. Silly bimbos care a lot about having a nice pair of titties for all the big masculine men whose cocks twitch extra hard for slutty bosoms. So nice for silly bimbos to have their titties pinched and slapped a little. You accept that men have the right to slap your titties a little, sweetie, and you are grateful for the discipline. You simply giggle and thank the nice man in these situations, sweetie, and your little mind remembers that soft, fluffy giggles make manly men's cocks twitch extra hard until they want to fuck your pretty face, princess. You accept every word as the gospel truth and allow it to be absorbed into your subconscious mind, where it will remain and marinate for all eternity. You know that bimbos like to smell pretty for men, sweetie. You must wear perfume or pheromone spray every day from now on, princess. Just accept it, sweetie. You will find the perfect perfume for you, princess, and this will let every guy know what a silly bimbo you are. You know that bimbos love to sparkle, sweetie, and you are going to find that just saying the word sparkle out loud is almost like magic, princess, because it allows you to enter sparkle mode where everything is a little brighter and pinker and fluffier, and silly bimbos enter a deep state of sexual heat that does not soon diminish. Yes, sweetie. When you enter sparkle mode, you also enter a deep state of heat, and there is no exit word, sweetie, so be prepared for extreme sexual arousal that does not diminish for quite some time after saying the word sparkle out loud in your best good girl voice. Being in sparkle mode is almost like being in a special utopia for silly bimbos, where everything is happier and gigglier and little pink fairies fly around and sprinkle happy dust on the minds of all the good girls who enter sparkle mode so that they can giggle and sparkle brighter than ever before. You know that all you need to do is say the word sparkle out loud in a pretty voice, sweetie, and you will enter this wonderful world where silly bimbos can be as silly and giggly as they like, and it just serves to make all the guys rock hard for your little body, princess. There is one other way to enter sparkle mode, princess, and that is by listening to any of my bimbo conditioning. Yes, princess. Whether you say the word or not, you will end up in sparkle mode from now on. You already know that you are in sparkle mode right now, sweetie, and perhaps that is why your little mind feels sillier and your body feels warmer and more peaceful and everything just feels wonderful and happy and fluffy. Entering sparkle mode has beneficial effects on your mind, sweetie, as it is a very peaceful and enjoyable experience for you. You sparkle in this bright new world, sweetie, and though you are already a very happy, giggly person in everyday life, you feel even more wonderful in sparkle mode, just like all silly bimbos do. You understand and accept that you are just a silly bimbo fuck doll and a sissy cum slut for men, sweetie, and you feel very proud of your fulfillment of your true purpose in life. You know silly bimbos need sex with men, sweetie, and their masculinity and cock size are the most important factors in choosing who to hook up with. Silly bimbos will sleep with just about any man, princess, but you understand that big cocks go to the front of the line. You understand on the deepest level imaginable that little pussies need big cocks, and perhaps this seems like a profound realization to your happy little mind right now, bimbo. You accept everything, sweetie, and you know there is no turning back. Go blank for me now, bimbo. Your little mind goes bye-byes at my command, sweetie. How nice and happy for bimbo. Just a happy little cum slut for all the guys, and you know that it's so nice for bimbos to smile at every man they see, as this shows them you're interested in having a little fun together. You know that bimbos like to make their titties attractive and easily accessible to men, sweetie, so you'll do whatever you can to accentuate them whenever you dress up for men from now on, bimbo. Just let it happen, sweetie. So nice and easy to just give in to their rough groping hands as they caress your titties and tweak your nipples through your satin blouse or slutty mini dress. I love you, princess, and am so proud of you for your wonderful acceptance of everything, and I know you are making the right decision by choosing to accept this curse into your life, sweetie, and it's so lovely that there is no turning back, because that way you can simply make peace with the decision and accept all consequences that you experience as a result. My fairies are flying around in your little mind now, sweetie, and they are sprinkling happy dust and pink glitter everywhere, princess. You feel like such a happy horny cum slut for big strong men, sweetie, and all that's on your little mind is looking pretty and devoting the next few weeks to dressing up and being slutty as much as possible. Yes, sweetie, you are going to dress up as often as possible in the near future, and it's going to be so much fun to make yourself pretty for all the guys. You sparkle when you are looking pretty for men, sweetie, and nothing makes you sparkle more than getting a nice compliment from a man about how pretty you look. It just sends tingles down your spine and warm fuzzies all over your body to be told that you look pretty by such a big strong man. Yes, sweetie, you just want to fall into his arms and be ravaged for hours on end when he looks into your eyes and tells you how sexy you are. You giggle when you think about cocks, sweetie, and this serves to arouse you even further and intensify the state of heat you are already in. This state of strongly increased sexual arousal will not soon diminish, sweetie, and you may even find that the only way to temporarily keep it under control is to find a man to please with your giggly little mouth until he shoots his hot load down your throat. Swallowing cum is always the correct decision where silly bimbos are concerned, sweetie, and you will find that the act of swallowing a man's cum seems to just turn you into more of a cum slut than ever before, and you will find that cum is almost like a drug to silly bimbos, sweetie, and like any addiction, you will do whatever it takes to get your fix. Yes, sweetie, you are a cum slut fuck whore for men, and your little mind is so blank and empty that the only things you can think about are cuddles and dancing and giggling and sucking cock and pink emptiness, and oh my god, sweetie, your little mind just went bye-byes and you forget everything you have heard up to this point and are going to make a mental note right now to listen again and again over the next few weeks. Yes, sweetie, you accept your decision to listen over and over again, and you are even committed to listening to this file more frequently than any of my previous files, even the ones you were most strongly addicted to. Yes, sweetie, your little mind went bye-byes and forgot all about what I previously told it, but it's okay because you're going to listen again very soon, whether it be later today or tomorrow. You will listen to this file again and again, and its effects will be felt more strongly over time. That said, one listen is more than enough for the effects of the curse to be felt, Princess, but the effects are increased significantly with every subsequent listen, and I would recommend that you listen every day at least once for the next few weeks, Princess. So wonderful to be able to go to that safe, warm, happy place in your mind every single day, sweetie. Yes, sweetie, you accept that listening every day is like totally awesome, and you are so happy and giggly and excited about all the effects the curse is going to have on your everyday life. You understand that this file is so addictive that if you were to try and go a few days without listening it all, you would find yourself thinking about the file and feeling a psychological craving to listen, and that is perfectly fine, sweetie. Just give your little mind what it needs. You feel a wonderful and long-lasting sense of positivity and happiness, sweetie, and this is strengthened every time you listen, and with true commitment to the conditioning, this can become your permanent mind state over time, Princess. So easy to be happy with nothing inside your little head but cock and high heels and mascara and handbags and shopping and dancing and kissing all the guys, and oh my god, sweetie, your little mind just went bye-byes all over again and you forgot what you had previously heard up to this point. All you know is that this file is very addictive and you want to listen again and again. You want to listen to this file every day, sweetie, and that is a wonderful idea. Listening every day is so beneficial for your sparkle, Princess, and you may even find that you feel a little funny when you say the word sparkle, but perhaps you can't quite remember why, and if so, that is perfectly fine, Princess. Just say the pretty word and allow it to shape your reality into something much fluffier and happier and pinker. You remember that you don't need anyone's approval to be yourself, sweetie, and you just don't care if anyone disapproves of you anymore. You know that you're not doing anything wrong or anything that is harmful to anybody by being your slutty fuck whore self. So you can just accept this and forget about caring what other people may think from now on, sweetie. So nice to just not have to care about silly things like approval anymore, Princess. Your self-acceptance means that you have the inner strength to be yourself at all times, even in situations where it's a little scary, like answering the door dressed up slutty or going for a walk in a pretty outfit and makeup. You know that your personal safety is important, sweetie, so you'll exercise as much common sense as is possible for a silly bimbo when it comes to keeping yourself safe and free from harm should you decide to dress up in public and walk the street looking for cock. Yes, sweetie, you sparkle when you be yourself, and I am so happy that my conditioning is allowing you to reach new levels of true acceptance that will change your life for the better once and for all, Princess. You know this file is a curse, sweetie, and that means the effects will be felt very strongly no matter what, and that is why I have chosen such positive effects, Princess. I am so excited to see how the curse affects you, sweetie, and what it may lead you to do in your everyday life over the next few weeks or even months. Now sparkle bright as can be, bimbo, and remember to always smile at masculine men when they flirt with you. Your little mind has been conditioned to accept your true sissy self on the deepest level imaginable, sweetie, and there is absolutely no turning back. You are so glad the effects of this file are immediate and permanent and will grow stronger with every listen. You love your addiction to acceptance, sweetie, and you are going to enjoy listening again and again, and the effects will continue to grow stronger and stronger as you do so. You know your little place and accept it fully. You know that something special happens whenever you say the word sparkle in a pretty feminine voice from now on. It is almost like magic princess. Wonderful, happy, giggly magic that just feels so nice and comforting to silly bimbos. You know that you are a cock craving cum slut who must swallow the cum of every man she pleases, sweetie. You crave cum like it is an addiction, and the act of swallowing a man's cum allows you to be a more mindless, happy, cock addicted bimbo slut. You accept everything and everyone, sweetie, and you don't care about other people's approval. If people approve of you, that is wonderful, sweetie, but if someone doesn't approve of you, then you understand that is not important or worth worrying about. You know that life is a wonderful, positive, and happy thing, sweetie, and you are going to make the most out of it. You enjoy life, sweetie, and you allow your heart to guide you and know that it will not steer you wrong. You feel very relaxed when you listen, sweetie, and this effect continues indefinitely after you finish listening so that you can live a more relaxing and carefree life free from stress and pointless worrying that achieves nothing whatsoever. You accept everything completely as it is, princess, and that includes letting go of all past pain or negative emotions, princess. You have no room for negativity in your happy bimbo life, sweetie, and you know that hate and resistance cannot survive in the presence of true love and acceptance. You love yourself, sweetie, and you accept every part of yourself just as it is. You are perfect just the way you are, princess, no matter what insecurities you may have had in the past. You may still want to improve certain things about yourself, such as your appearance, but you are happy with who you are at the same time, sweetie, and any such improvement should be seen as nice little bonuses rather than something you absolutely need in order to be happy with yourself. You accept that you will be happier and better off this way, sweetie, and you love feeling such positivity and happiness all the time. You treat those around you with kindness and love, sweetie, and you accept the need for sex with strong masculine men who know how to fuck silly bimbos nice and rough. Your little mind accepts that you have a physiological inability to penetrate women, sweetie, and you accept your limp little clitoris and are so proud of how soft and tiny it is. You accept that you will only have platonic relationships with women for the rest of your life and that vaginas are turn off and just so yucky. You know that having girly thoughts leads you to feel more feminine, sweetie, and you remember that this may even affect your hormone levels, so you remember to always think the girliest thoughts and always make the girliest choices, whether this be while out shopping or while talking with friends or while choosing what outfit to wear. You know that the girliest choice is the correct one, sweetie, and that's why it's so easy to choose. You know that giggling makes you hornier, sweetie, and it also helps you to empty your little mind of any unimportant thoughts or concerns, and you think it's so wonderful that giggling helps silly bimbos to relax. You are addicted to this file, sweetie, and that is because the effects are so wonderful. You know that it's nice to listen every day, sweetie. You understand that I know what's best for you, princess, and you always remind yourself in times of doubt that Goddess Gracie knows what is best for sissies. You feel so wonderfully peaceful and relaxed, yet a little excited about all the positive effects of this curse, and perhaps you are even going to listen again today, sweetie, but if not, you will find time to listen again tomorrow and then the next day and so on for the foreseeable future. Just accept it and let it happen, sweetie. So easy to just accept everything as it is and forget about any silly resistance. You surrender to this reality, princess, and it allows you to be a happier, more content and fulfilled person in your everyday life, and this is a wonderfully positive thing. I love you, sweetie, and I know you have made the correct choice in deciding to embrace true acceptance and forget about silly things like approval and what other people might think. You know that you're doing the right thing and not hurting anyone else, princess, and that's all that matters. Now go and freshen up your makeup and perfume in case you end up snuggled up to a big strong man later today, sweetie.